Yeah, it's the funny thing is people keep saying, I'm going to run in the easier race. Well, I keep looking at this thinking this is probably one of the most competitive races of the entire meeting. I suppose you'd probably start with the favourite Ruby Light and say might want a bit more cut in the ground than he's going to get. Riverside Theatre got completely outpaced in the Arkell when he went there and then picked up the bit and sprinted up the hill. I'm sure the trip of 2 mile 5 is going to be a help. Problem you've got is, had a long layoff, will it suffer from the bounce factor? That's one of the things you have to look at these. Noble Prince, well, he's got a course winner there, and of course, I think Ruby was suggesting maybe he might have to improve a little bit, but obviously he loves the track. Summersby, well, he's one of those horses that get going too late. He just seems to be an Ascot specialist to me. You got Medemy, don't know whether he's going to go in the Gold Cup. And Alberta's Run, who's won it for the last 2 years, has obviously been will be trained specifically for this. We'll come out again on the good ground. We'll get a typical great ride from the front from AP. He'll be in front and it'll be very difficult to get past. I suppose it's an each-way bet. I'd have to go for Alberta's Run in that one to run a big race. But I'm going to go for the fact I don't think Riverside Theatre will bounce. I think the 2 mile 5 will be perfect. I think he'll come up the hill and it'll be very difficult to beat. And Alberta's Run possibly each way if you wanted that.